Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Sunday, January the 24th of 2016, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have an introduction to a show that I'll be doing later tonight. I'll be the guest speaker on Tribulation Now. It is a coast-to-coast, internet-based radio station hosted by a gentleman by the name of John the Baptist. So tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 8:30 p.m. Central Time, we'll be covering the introduction to We Are Fallen Angels in Physical Bodies. That was a series or a show that I did, a couple of years ago. I think back in 2012, maybe it was 2013, I forgot the exact date. But when I talked about that series, about that show, One of the things that's very, very important is I did a book, I have written a book called The Ontological History of Mankind. Hopefully everyone has a copy of that book or you've looked at that book, because that's a part of what we're discussing today when we're talking about this word astro. Well, we get the word astrophysics, astrogenetics, and astrotheology. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are talking about the introduction to the series or to the show that I'm going to be doing tonight that deals with this word astro. Well, we get the word astrophysics, astrogenetics, and astrotheology. All of these terms, linguistics, theocentrism, are terms that I've majored or minored in, depending on how you look at it. I devoted quite a bit of my life to studying and over understanding the esoteric meanings of that term or that word. And so tonight we're going to be breaking this down a little further as we go down the rabbit trail. Today what we want to express, expose, and expand is why are you here on planet Earth? Now, a lot of people have done a lot of shows on that. I've heard a lot of different takes on why you are on Earth. There are a lot of people who say a lot of different things. Why are you here? That's the number one question, or that's one of the questions that we all have. Why are we here? Why is there a warfare going on? Why is there this thing that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 6? What does that spiritual warfare have to do with you and me? And why are we living in an environment where our desires, our deeds, are controlled by our strongholds? In other words, any stronghold is a gateway or a portal to another dimension. A stronghold, the Bible says certain things only come out through fasting and prayer. Those certain things are satanic or sinful control systems. These are operating systems. These are standard operating procedures that develop. It could be alcohol. It could be pornography. It could be gluttony. It could be any. It has a host, and there's a litany of different things that could be a stronghold in your life. But the quest, the question that I am embarking upon, and that I hope and pray that you are embarking upon, because time is short. So that I just did the series, It's Just an Illusion, 10 hours, where I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified this understanding that the world you live in is an illusion. The word illusion means ill. It means sick. Illusion, S-I-O-N, is N-O-I-S. The E is silent. Noise. Noise is frequency. It is a sick frequency that you and I are receiving. It's hitting our spinal cord column, and our cerebellum. The cerebellum sits on top of the spinal cord, which is your spiritual antenna. And there is a reptile sitting on top of your spiritual antenna. Let me say that again. You should be asking the question. I pray to God you're asking the question. Why in the hell is there a reptile brain sitting on top of my paleo brain that sits on top of my neo brain? Why are you a biological, electrical, chemical being? Why are you a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body? Nobody asks why. Everybody just asks what. If you look up, I triple dare you to join me tonight at 8:30 p.m. Central Time on John the Baptist Show, Tribulation Now, where I break down this word astrophysics, astrogenetics, astrotheology, all of which I've majored in. I triple dare you to go to dictionary.com right now, type in the word astro. I triple dare any listener listening to this show right now to go to dictionary.com, go to any dictionary, look up the definition of the word astro, A-S-T-R-O. I'll pause while you look it up. Now, brothers and sisters, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. I'm the least of these. I'm worse than well done. That's why I can be used. See, I used to be prideful. I used to be arrogant. I used to be cocky. I used to thought I was all-knowing. I thought I was God's gift to the planet. But when you've made as many mistakes as I've made, and you live the life, I don't really understand certain things, brothers and sisters, but there's one thing I understand, and that is why the hell I'm here. Do you know why you're here? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know why you're on earth? I make a living telling people why they're here. If you don't have your Dear Kinnear report, God bless you. Nothing else I can say. If you don't know what it is, please go to my website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says Dear Kinnear Report. It behooves you to ascertain why you are here. See, inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind, I break down the definition of that word, mankind. I just did a show, It is an Illusion. The whole crux of 10 hours is the fact that we live in a world that uses reverse linguistics, meaning that the thing that is said, the reverse hits the DNA of the body. I'll pause for a moment. Let you absorb it. The thing that is spoken is in reverse. I will pause again so that way you can understand what I just said. Because if you don't understand this, my brothers and sisters, to cast a spell, one must spell. I'm going to break all of this down tonight on John the Baptist Show, which I pray to God you be tuning in. Now, do you have to listen to my show? Absolutely not. You can go directly to the Father yourself. That's the preferred method. I am just a facilitator. That's it. Just to facilitate, just to assist you going to the Father. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in all truth. I can't do nothing, but I can expose what I'm an expert in. I am an expert in reverse intention. Reverse intention is what this illusion is all about. You get the opposite of what you ask for. That's why your prayers are not being answered. Pray for money. Watch how fast poverty show up in your life. Don't believe me? Try it. This is an illusion, brothers and sisters. We live in a world that uses reverse osmosis. They use that on your water. What happened at the Treaty of Tripoli? Article 11. Triple dare you to go to Google, type in Treaty of Tripoli, where your United States government. Read it for yourself. Don't believe a word I'm saying. If you really, really are serious and you really want to know why you're on earth, if you really, really, really want to know that you're a fallen angel, if you really, really, really want to know what angelos means, if you really, truly, if you don't want to play no games, and if you're really serious, if you are tired of playing church, if you've been to the cemetery, the seminary, after you finish that, talk to the guys that made the movie The Matrix. They all went to cemetery too, a seminary. Why, when that people go to seminary, why do they stop preaching? Why did John Allegro, who was appointed by the Vatican to interpret what was written in the Dead Sea Scrolls, why did he immediately stop being a Christian, and then shortly after that, before he could publish what was in the Dead Sea Scrolls, he comes up dead? Now, if you really are serious and you want to stop playing church, go to Google and type in the Illuminati card games. The Illuminati card game. Now, everybody's heard of it. Why is every major event predated? Nothing is happening like you think by osmosis or by happenstance. You think earthquakes just happen by natural cause? You think the oil spills? You think Saddam? You think the strike on the Pentagon? You think 9/11? You think Princess Diana's death? You think gun control laws? You think nuclear accident? You think the coming martial law? You think tax reform? Do you think the Noahide laws? Do you honestly think that the world you live in, the events that are happening in this world, is just by coincidence? No, brothers and sisters, I believe that you're smarter than that. I believe that deep down inside you know there's something wrong, but like me, you don't think there's nothing that you can do about it. And so when George Washington stated in 1796, the government of the United States is not founded on the Christian religion. It is not a Christian nation. But our founding fathers, I was taught, our founding fathers was Christians, believers. That's what I was taught. And so, my brothers and my sisters, the reason I do what I do is because it's a search for the truth. I don't care what the truth is. I'm just tired of living a lie. So I do shows on how to exit the matrix, how the devil uses oppression to bring about depression that results in possession. That is who you are. So your job is to depossess yourself, if you will. How does the devil possess people? Oppression. Anybody oppressed? Do you know the word oppressed means cruel, harsh, unjust treatment? Anybody experienced that in your lifetime? If you're an African-American, you know a little something about what I'm talking about. You know about driving while black. Now, if you're not an African-American, you have to stretch a little bit to understand what oppression is, because you live in a world of what is called white privilege. Now, you may know a little something about that, and if you don't, it's because of it's a privilege. A privilege is something that you're born with. You don't go get it, so you don't know it exists. It's natural. It's innate. It's like breathing. I breathe, but yet I don't understand the process by which breath comes into my body and fills my heart. But I know it exists. So I have to ask myself, why is this system in place on earth? And why is it, according to the Bible, that certain beings that was born didn't match up with other beings on this earth? They had eyes that illuminated the room, according to the ancient text. Why are you here, brother? Why are you here? We're going to break it down tonight. Now, you should be saying, now remember the word I said when I started, astro? Has everybody pulled it up? I'm giving you an opportunity to prove me wrong. I'm requesting that everybody listening to this show, go to your phone, go to dictionary.com, type in the word astro. I'm asking you, I'm going to pause, I'm going to wait for you. If you're sitting at home, pull it up on your computer. Dictionary.com, type in the word A-S-T-R-O. This is very important. Because, see, I get death threats at night. You can go to my YouTube channel. Anybody don't believe me, go to my YouTube channel, Wake Up Black America. Go to youtube.com/Wake Up Black America. Look at the comments on my videos on YouTube. Look at the comments of my videos on YouTube. And yet, everything I say, I never speak without documented proof. Now, is there a possibility that dictionary.com could be wrong? Absolutely. Is there a possibility that the ancient text by which I am referring to could be wrong? Absolutely. Is there a possibility that the Apocrypha could be wrong? The Samaritan text? The Codex Gigas? The Septuagint? Is it a possibility that all of history as we know it could be wrong? Is there a possibility that the stars we look at are not really there? Is there a possibility that the dog star to the south is not really there? Absolutely. There's a possibility that all of my documents, all 10, 20, 30, 100 pieces of evidence that I have, all could be wrong. That's a possibility. It's true. There's a possibility that everything that I'm saying could be wrong. Now, it's a very slim one, but there's a possibility. So based upon, again, that possibility that everything I'm saying could be wrong, I suggest you do the same thing that they do in court. When you go to trial, your job is to, again, prove me wrong. Don't listen to nothing I say. When I speak, write it down, prove me wrong. That's your job. Your job is not to believe me. Your job is to prove me, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, and any other fool walking around here spitting knowledge or gnosis, prove them wrong. That's your job. Your job is not to just buy what people sell. Your job is to prove it wrong. And I've been asking people to prove me wrong since I started this study. Everybody can disagree with me. I ain't found nobody yet that can prove me wrong. Maybe you can. Is everybody at dictionary.com? Have you pulled up the word astro? Why are you here, brother? Why are you here? Since birth, since B-E-R, not B-I-R, since your birth, the celestial womb, if you're a woman and you got a womb, the celestial womb The terrestrial womb is a celestial tomb. Let me pause while it's again. Now, this show that I'm doing on John the Baptist this afternoon was a show that I did in like 2012. Why is everybody just not making a big deal about it? The show that I've been getting death threats about, blood alchemy, what your blood says about you, I did that show in, again, 2009. Now everybody wants me to talk about it. Hell, I forgot half the stuff I said in 2009. But the question that's more important, my brothers and sisters, again, where are you from? Why are you on earth? That's what I'm going to be talking about tonight on John the Baptist Show. Now, I will be sending out the post. I'll post a link on Facebook for those of you that would like to join me. Let me give you the call-in number right now. The show starts at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The title of the show is called Tribulation Now. It is an internet-based radio show similar to Blog Talk where you can call in and you can express, you know, your views, or you just listen live. You can go to Google, type in Tribulation Now, and pull it up, and you can listen today at 8:30. Tonight at 8:30, I'm going to be talking about this subject. You are a fallen angel inside of a physical body. Now, you don't believe that. You believe, and you may be one of the few. That's a possibility, because everybody, again, the word mankind means kind of man. Remember, it's reverse intention. We live in a world where reverse osmosis exists. That's why to cast a spell, one must spell. That's why English is English. It's the language of bent light. It is the language of fallen angels. It is the language, again, of backwards. That's why everything that when you, that's why they make the music. And if you play it in reverse, it says something totally different. That's what you get, reverse intention. You don't get what you ask for. You get the reverse. Now, I'm letting it pause in. You said, well, Brother Will, come on, dog. I'm not buying it. Okay, everybody's at dictionary.com, right? You look at the definition of the astro. Let's read it. Astro, a combining form, meaning pertaining to the stars, or celestial bodies. Okay, that's the first definition. That's always the wrong one. Because words change over time. Let's go down to the bottom of the page of dictionary.com. Let's find the original definition of this word, astor, A-S-T-E-R, that you call, that the Greeks call astron, A-S-T-R-O-N, that you call astro. Now, again, I've majored in astrophysics, astrogenetics, and astrotheology, specifically astrotheology. But nobody never asked me, hey, doc, what's the definition of the word astro? You ever looked it up? Astro, it means heavenly body. Okay, time out. But I thought we was a earthly being. Yeah, that's it. You know the word human is not in the Bible? Well, some versions. I think one version of it, the word human is in the Bible one time. Once. Now, I've been saying this for 20-plus years. The word human is not in the Bible. It's in no ancient text. Why the hell everybody called themselves humans? That's a Luciferian term. That word was created by Lucifer. Do you know that Lucifer? Do you know that Lucifer's real name, Shetan, ain't even in the Helios Biblios? What is Helios Biblios? Helios son, Biblios book. I've done many shows on that. Why? Everybody know that King James was a flaming homosexual. Why you got the King James version of the Bible? That's a whole other study for another time. Let's get back to the subject at hand. So tonight, again, we are discussing this thing that you are that you don't know. Since you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going back to. You cannot. The Bible itself says that God knew you in your mother's womb. Have you read Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, where it says that your blood is making amend or atonement for your soul? So your blood is given to you to make an atonement for your soul. What the hell did your soul do that you need blood to atone for it. Let me ask the question again. Luke 15:17. I'm gonna break it down for you tonight at 8:30. Luke chapter 15, verse 17, triple daddy to read that one, talks about the sin that you committed against heaven and against your Father. What sin did you commit in heaven? You never been to heaven, right? You're not a celestial being. You're a terrestrial being, right? You're a human being. That's what you call yourself. Yeah, that's what they told me in elementary school. They told me I was a biological, electrical, chemical being. Nobody told me I was a spiritual being. Guess how I found out? I went straight to the throne room. I asked the Father. And I didn't ask the same Father that you talked to, because my Father is different from your Father. See, my Father is not from the dog star of the South. My Father is from the upward express of the North. If you look at the definition of the word astro, I know I'm jumping around. I jump around on purpose. The word astro means star. It means celestial body. That's what you are, brother. That's what you are, sister, contrary to popular belief. You ever looked at the definition of the word star? Let's continue reading. Astro, it means in ancient Greek. Astro came from the word aster, A-S-T-R, which means star, which means astron, which means singular, Sirius. Oh, we're talking about Sirius, the XM radio station, right? Sirius? No, Sirius, it means the brightest star in the system. It means dog star. You want to blow your cookies? Go to Job, where it talks about Sirius, the dog star, the upward expanse of the South. Who's the God of the South, brother? Who's the God of the South, sister? That be the one you serve. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, because they don't teach this in the cemetery school that you went to. People tell me, hey, dog, you talk a little condescending. I would listen to you, but, man, I can't listen to you because, you kind of piss me off. That's my intention. Really, I don't want you to listen to me. Yes, that's true. Because in many words comes many flaws. You know the best way to find out the truth? Get on your knees, ask God for yourself. You don't need to listen to me. So I'm not interested in a huge following. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. But I got a little righteous indignation. You should have some too. Not at me, at the system. We live in a world that was created by word. It wasn't the word of God. It was somebody else's word. So Sirius means dog star. It is the brightest star located in the constellation of Canis Major. It is the Orion belt. Now tonight, again, we will break this down a little further. This was just the introduction. This is so important that you tune in tonight at 8:30. The number to call in is 714-364-4355. That number again, the show starts at 8:30 Central, 9:30. Call in number 714-364-4355. 714-364-4355. 714-364-4355. If you just Google John the Baptist or Tribulation Now, it is a worldwide syndicated internet radio station, just like the other radio stations that I've been on. Now, me and John the Baptist, they don't believe what I teach. As you know, the other radio station that I was on, I won't say its name, it was another worldwide syndicated show. Yeah, they got very angry and they got very upset and they just politely asked me not to come back. That's probably going to happen on tonight's show, because people invite me on to their show and they try to disprove what I say, and when they can't, they get a little angry. You remember Genesis chapter 2, verse 4? Genesis 2, 4 says, "These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created." You ever look that up? These are the generations, plural, more than one, of the heavens and of the earth. Where are you from, brother? Where are you from, sister? You think you from earth? You think this is your home? You think you are a terrestrial being? You think you made from dirt? Do you honestly think that your dirt suit is you? It's a suit that you put on and take off. Every day I put on a different suit, but my spirit is the same. My outward appearance. Why does man look on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart? So you're looking at what I do, and God looking at what I be. I suggest we all go up to his level. Because when you get to his level, you can see all the shiznits. And you see all this foolishness that everybody's doing. Foolishness. Because there's a war that took place in heaven, brothers and sisters, that Revelation 12:7 says, and that was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels. Who were they? Waged war against the dragon. Who's the dragon? The dragon and his angels. Who's the dragon's angels? Waged war against Michael. And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. So where did they go? Where did angels who had no place in heaven go? Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil. He's not the devil. He's called the devil. The serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to earth. No, that's not what it says. That got to be a typo. He couldn't have been thrown down to earth because we're here. Oh, let me read it again. Revelation 12:9. Satan, that old dragon who deceives the whole world. Is anybody listening to this show that's not on this world? So therefore, you deceive. Me too. I'm trying to be less deceived than everybody else. I'm still deceived. Why? I'm on earth. That's why it's an illusion. Truth don't exist on this planet, brother. Now, I know you think you are the Lone Ranger. I used to think that too. I used to think I was the only one that has the truth. Let me read the scripture again. Because again, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. It says, that devil, that serpent, Satan, who deceives the whole world. Part of it, all of it. He was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. That's what the Helios Biblios says in Revelation 12:9. They were thrown down here to earth. Now I know every Reverend Dr. Bishop says something totally different. That's cool. I understand. But let me ask you the question again. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. How do you get possession of that soul? Bigger question, is it yours? We'll be breaking that down tonight, my brothers and sisters, because contrary to popular beliefs, truth is stranger than fiction. And guess how all of this is discerned? The only way you can discern it, spirit. Why? The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. Because God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we have not received the spirit of the world who is from God, so that we may know. We don't believe, we know. Well, let me talk about myself. See, I'm not a believer, I'm a knower. So that we may know the things freely given to us by God, not man, by God. Verse 13, 1 Corinthians 2:13. Which things we speak, at least that's what we should speak. How? 1 Corinthians 2:13. Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom. Anybody teaching anything regurgitated by human wisdom, you perpetuating a fraud. I used to do the same shiznits. I just got tired of regurgitating other people's information. So I just went straight to the source. God is not the respecter of persons. If he can show it to me, he'll show it to you too. Brothers and sisters, everything that you believe is a lie. Everything that you've been taught was taught by human wisdom that it says should not happen in 1 Corinthians 2:13. So why are we doing it? Let's read 1 Corinthians 2:13b, the second half. But in those things taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thought with spiritual word. You want to blow some cookies? Get some spiritual thoughts and some spiritual words. Human is not a spiritual word. Please stop using it. Neither is a Christian. You're not a deep Christian. Christians mean dwarf idiot. The Bible tells me use spiritual words and spiritual thoughts that are not taught by human wisdom. Combine those two together. Why? Verse 14. The natural man does not accept these things. That's why most people don't like me. Because I don't use natural things to teach people's flesh. I know of it very well. Been a lot of time hanging out in the flesh. Still dibble and dabble a little bit. But I understand the difference. It is my prayer that you do the same. Brothers and sisters, the show that I'm going to do tonight at 8:30 is going to be a cookie blower. It is my prayer, God willing, if you have an opportunity, please tune in. Again, it's going to be tough. It's going to appear hostile. These dudes don't like me. I don't know why they invite me on their show. They invite me on their show because they think they're going to cut through me. If you want to see God show out, tune in tonight. Master Teacher 33, Brother Will, I won't be there. I'm leaving my behind at home. The Holy Spirit's going to show up tonight, 8:30 p.m. Central. Phone number, 714-364-4355. 714-364-4355. My brothers and my sisters, again, it's been an honor. It's been a privilege. I apologize. It's never my intention. I love you guys more than you'll ever know. Because I've been places I pray to God you don't have to go. We all go through stuff. But obstacles are put in your path to see how bad you want the truth. That's why you're living a lie. You are living a lie just to see how bad you want the truth. It is my prayer that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10 is your calling card. Because if you do not have a love of the truth, God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. Believe the lie. Why? They do not have aletheia. The Greek word that means truth. They got the name, but my Bible tells me a lot of people will stand before him at the last day and say they did this and that in his name. And he will say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You can believe, but do you know him? You got a personal, private, productive, prosperous relationship. Or do you got a name? My brothers and my sisters are joining me again tonight. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and dizzing to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you're about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.